Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
They're racing
now on Taz Racing Talk. Time to talk thoroughbreds.
Co-development manager of Tasmanian Thoroughbred Racing, Simon Stout, joins us today on Taz Racing Talk. How are you, Simon?
Good, Shane. Great to be back with you again.
Now, off in Melbourne at the moment, discussing the future of Tasmanian racing.
Yeah, we're just over here with the handicapping department of RV, getting organised for the summer carnival, and looking to try and get all that programming information out to the trainers and owners to see our better horses back, ready to fire over the summer months.
Okay, well, that's great news, and looking forward to all the information coming out of those meetings. Now, let's start with a recap of last week's meetings in Hobart, particularly with the Stride Master and also the video replays.
Yeah, well, one highlight that's been a prominent of recent weeks is the strength of the two-year-old maidens. And again, we saw Midnight Tears, who we mentioned out of the video replays last week. She performed exceptionally well to win her maiden. And in comparison to the open maiden on the same program, this race ran faster time than her stablemate, Solandro. Four runners in this race broke 38 seconds for their last 600, and that was Midnight Tears, Gigi's Bright Star, and Just Run and Gigi's Classic Boy. In comparison, Rest Upon in the Open Maiden was the only horse to break 38. So I think if you're looking to see how these two-year-old maiden horses are going to measure up in the open company maidens, I think they're going to measure up quite well. Just based on times alone, they're showing that they're more than capable of measuring up and winning these maidens. And we'll look to highlight one later on in the program when we get to Devonport this week.
And Tuesday night, Delight showed up in the video replays.
She did. She was unlucky behind Spyware's Prado. She didn't quite get the run when she needed it at the top of the straight. She finished off very strongly late in the piece, but must be said, it was a fair effort from Spyware's Prado, first up since an unplaced run in the Longford Cup, and also of note there was a horse resuming was Mr. Fashion, who we hadn't seen since the 2012 Newmarket Handicap, so he was just shy of 2 years off the scene, and he was produced by Leon Lasky and ran a very creditable race to run third in that open handicap. So I think those two over the winter months will be finding their mark fairly well, and a mare in form is Tuesday Night Delight, so she can definitely be followed.
Well, Stride Master and video replays, two options that are available on the tasracing.com.au website, throwing up plenty of winners, and we've got a big card coming up at Devonport on Sunday with 9 races there. Anything standing out at this stage?
As I mentioned, the two-year-old form, both with Valiant Warrior the other week and there with Midnight Tears last week. And behind Valiant Warrior at Devonport was Miss Mayho. She goes around in the first race at Devonport on Sunday. She's a two-year-old filly trained by Leon Wells, and she'll be ridden by Chantel Willis. So she's going to get in with 52 kilos in this race. And her sectionals were very solid behind Valiant Warrior, even though she was fairly soundly beaten and would have seen her very competitive in the open maiden on that program. So I think she, down the bottom with no weight, she's going to be one that could show up at a reasonable price.
And Genuine Lad, impressive last time out?
He is. Now the track record holder over 1880, and he steps into benchmark 68. He's ended up with top weight here of 58 kilos, so I think he's going to find this quite a lot tougher than last time around, particularly with the likes of Chimed In, who's racing in great form, a terrific win the other week at Launceston. So it might be a bit of a watch here, up in class and definitely up in weight. So, but based on times, he's the horse to beat there.
And Private Currency, a runaway winner last time out at the track.
He is. He goes into probably the hardest race on the day. As you say, we highlighted him. His sectionals in winning his maiden were exceptional. here about 4 weeks ago. He had a mishap on the way to the races last Devonport program and was a late scratching. But he's found a very tough class one here. And in trying to sort through them, even the fast finisher report couldn't separate five of them. So, you know, you've got a little bit of Dutch, Getaway Gold, Aventador and Lake Fergus, as well as Private Currency. So I'd be fairly wary of the betting market here. But from barrier four, he's going to have his work cut out beating these. But if he can, I think he's a horse with a very, very solid future.
And Deceitful Cove, another one with a good chance in race seven.
Yeah, I think she's probably the each way bet of the day based off her Stride Master data. She broke 36 at her last run here and actually was one of the few horses on the program to break 47 for her last half mile. So that's very solid form. She steps into a competitive class two over 1350 and she's drawn to get back. She's drawn outside, but that'll suit her. As long as there's good even tempo up front, she'll be hitting the line very well.
Well, we've covered a couple in the quaddy. Anything in race number eight that stands out?
Well, we mentioned Moonless the other week. He resumed, he's our Hobart Guineas winner, who resumed with a very solid run at Launceston. And he gets into the open handicap here on the minimum with 54. The speed map says that Makes Sense should get a fairly soft time of it in front, but I wouldn't be surprised to see JB's GG slide forward and Hellstrong. He doesn't mind being too far off them also. So if Moonless can get the right run in transit, he has shown form here at Devonport. He was placed in a maiden class run prior to his win in the Hobart Guineas. So I think down in the weights, he's definitely one to have in the quaddy.
There's been a little bit of work done on the track at Devonport with the busy winter period coming up.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to have a couple of the main supervisors from the Topeda Group come out and assist with overseeing that. It's had a renovation in preparation for the winter months, and by all reports from the trials yesterday, was in particularly good order. So we're very pleased with how that's gone, and look forward to our racing here in July and then throughout August, where we'll have our inaugural Topeda series, which involves a couple of races for the open sprinters and a couple of races for the open distance horses.
And a new appointment for the Tasmanian Turf Club.
Yes, the Tasmanian Turf Club have appointed prominent owner Bruno Calabro as their new chief executive officer. And Bruno's hit the ground running with a media release to us all that Chris Waller and Star Thoroughbreds Denise Martin will be coming down for an evening at the TTC later this month, the 24th of July, which should be a terrific evening. Certainly Chris's story and his rise to prominence is exceptionally well known, but it'll be great to hear it firsthand, and also to the new association that Chris and Denise have struck up with Star Thoroughbreds and the exciting times they've got ahead.
Well, it certainly sounds like a great night, and be on the lookout for tickets for that night with Chris Waller and Denise Martin. Thanks for your time again today, Simon.
Pleasure, Shane.
Taz Racing Talk. Everything you need to get the edge.
Nine races on the card coming up at Topeda Park at Devonport on Sunday. The first is the Maiden Plate, Division 1 over 1150. Looking at some of the leading chances, Sid the Sloth from the Adam Trinder stable. Placed second at its last start on the track, Brendan McCool stays on. Finished a good second behind the stablemate, Lake Fergus, was only beaten a half head, was sent out the favourite, so wasn't too far away. Flying Stevie for John Blacker ran third at its last start over 1200 in Launceston on the slow seven. It's beaten less than two lengths when sent out Popular Pick. And number 11, Miss May Ho, two starts for third behind Don't We Love It on the track back in December. And then first up ran seventh behind Valiant Warrior, but it wasn't too far away. Keep a watch on it. So the chances in the first three, two and 11. Race number two on the card, tipping here number three, Silver Burdini. Now, it's having its first start. Should be one to keep an eye on. It's from the Mark Ganderton stable. Daniel Ganderton's taking the ride. Consecutive trial wins in June, and looks the top chance here, I think, first up. It'll be very hard to beat. Beat the Real Deal by a length at its most recent outing. Little May, number six, placed four of 11. ran third to Manchero, two starts back, and then third behind Lake Fergus and Sid the Sloth. We could get a good guide from Sid the Sloth in the first. Bullet Muku to ride from barrier number six. And number 11, Gwen Ray for Barry Campbell. Ismail Toker on top. Trialled okay, and then came out and ran fifth behind Valiant Warrior, a likely improver on that first up run. That's in the second race for the two-year-old and up Maiden Plate, Division 2. Race number 3 on the card, Tennessee Drive for Troy Blacker, another first starter, a Longford trial winner. It beat Lavella and so much fun. It's a Mr. Innocent Invermay Girl runner having its first start and could be one to keep an eye on, number 3. As a Rum, a Devonport Cup winning trainer, Shirley Berger, has this one at Ren 4th behind A Little Bit Dutch at Devonport at its only run. So number 1 could be one to watch out for. And number 12, GG's Baritone, was a trial winner back on the 20th of May. And then it ran third behind Valiant Warrior on debut for Leon Wells and Bullet Muku. So it shouldn't be too far away, number 12, GG's Baritone, in race number 3 over the 900-metre journey. Then we come to race number 4, and Genuine Lad, who's the new track record holder over the 1,880 metres. It goes around again over the same journey. So obviously looks very hard to beat here for Bill Ryan and Brendan McCool. It beat Letters by a half length last time out. Number 4, Chimed In, has won two of its last three over 1,400 and 1,600, stepping up to the 1,880. Both those wins were in Launceston. Its last run on the track, it ran fourth behind Super Broadband. And number 3, Settler's Joy for John Blacker, ran fourth to Blacko. Might give you a sight at big odds, but maybe 1-4-3 in race number 4. In race 5 on the card, well, we've got Letters going around here, number 12. And it ran a good race last time out behind Genuine Lad. And if it runs up to that form, it's only beaten a half length in record time. Disappointed at its next start, but the Adam Trinder camp and Brendan McCool, with Brendan staying with number 12 Letters, might be the way to go here, race 5, number 12. The stablemate Elsman ran third of 9 behind the Devonport Cup winner Red Eagle and Landstar. They've both been in good form. That was back on the 5th of May. And the top weight, number 1, the Nisborne Gartner for David and Scott Brunton, ran second in a trial to this moment last week. Was a Launceston winner back in April. And then it came out and ran fourth behind Left Ear at its last start. So 12-4-1 the chances in race number 5. In race number 6, well, Lake Fergus, very impressive performance to win last time. Really hit the line hard for Adam Trinder. Kim Moore takes the ride. It beat Sid the Sloth. Four Private Currency was an 8-length runaway winner for Angela Brakey. And 7 Getaway Gold is the stable mate. It'll get home strongly. And 5 Triple B ran second to our mate Alvin last time out. So 6-4-7-3 in race number 6 on the card. They look to be some of the leading hopes there, although it is a very open affair, as we heard from Simon Stout a little earlier. It's a great race, race number 6. Plenty of value there if you can find the winner. In race number 7, over the 1350, well, Our Casanova's knocking on the door for John Blacker. It's been placed at its last two behind Sound Bar and also Blacko, and deserves to win. Savoir Step ran second to Super Broadband last time out, number 2. And number 3, Finesto, as the third pick. It's been placed at its last three behind Lazy Democracy, Fuming, and also Van Diemen's Fire. So with the handicapper there, 1-2-3 in race number 7. JBG in race number 8, the top weight here for Stuart Yandy and Brendan McCool. Three starts for 3 seconds, last three runs. And third to Aaron Zano, and then third again behind Pengala's GG. Three starts on the track for 3 seconds, JBG. And on that type of form, shouldn't be far away. Unoaked looks very promising. It ran fourth behind Willow the Wisp, beaten a length and a half last time out. It's won 7 of 34 Bullet Muku to ride. And then we've got 7 Willow the Wisp. It was a winner over Royal Maswaki by a length last time out. But JB's GG for Stuart Gandy to win race number 8 on the program. And then in race number 9, we're going here with Gypsy Air. Now, it goes well on the track. It was a trial winner on the 1st of July. Ran second behind Bundelina at its most recent outing. It won 2 races back in March and April. And with early toes, should be able to be right in the firing line here in the last. Soundbar going well, shooting for a winning hat-trick. And Esprit, 1 win and 4 placings from its last 5 starts. But a host of chances on the program. You should get plenty of value at Devonport on Sunday with 9 races.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.